This morning, we're really fortunate to have Brett Miller of the National Wood Flooring Association kind of give us a little education on hardwood flooring. How are you, Brett, this morning?
I'm doing very good. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. You're the Vice President of Education and Certification, so you know your stuff.
That's right. That's right. I've been in the industry for about 28 years.
Wow. So, you know, we've been talking to our homeowners this month about flooring. Flooring is such an important, vital part of your home. You know, it affects the look. It affects how it feels. It affects how it lives. It affects how clean it is. And I would like to just kind of have you give our homeowners an education on hardwood flooring and why you would have them to choose that.
Sure, sure. Well, I appreciate it. And, yeah, that's right up our alley in terms of what our expertise is and what our entire mission is. Wood floors have been around for hundreds of years, and of course they've gone through their cycles. The influx of carpet back in the 70s, and you know how wood kind of saw a decline for a while. The great thing about wood is floors that have been around for 30, 40, 50, or even 130, 140, 150 years are still there. So dating back to the 1800s, we're seeing wood floors all over the place. The value of wood floors, you know, in a market like Arizona, when you have wood flooring installed, you can expect that floor to be there for the life of that home. And that's one of the values of having a wood floor.
Especially here in Arizona, where homes don't last under 180 years, you know. 50, 60 years is the lifetime of a home here a lot of times. So you can put down this one beautiful product and have it last. How do you choose, Brett? There's so much stuff out there. There's the wood look. There's real wood. How does a consumer go about doing their shopping and choose a really good quality floor?
There are, and it's becoming more and more difficult for a consumer to go to a store and even identify the difference between real wood and fake wood. The fake wood products that have come out really do look nice, and it's hard to argue with what they look like. Real wood floors, anybody who works with wood or understands wood or even appreciates wood will stand on a wood floor, will look at a wood floor and be able to feel a wood floor and know that it's real and not plastic or composite. And one of the biggest values of looking at wood, well, I could go on and on about all the values, but one of the biggest ones is, just as we were just talking about, the longevity. You get a wood floor, a real wood floor, it will last a long time. A lot of these plastic products that are being put in and sold today are, and I don't mean to say this in a negative way, but they're basically a disposable type product, kind of like carpet. The color goes out of style. You can't refinish those fake floors. You might be able to do minor repairs to them, but you can't just resand them and make them look brand new again. So to have a wood floor, a real wood floor, you can change it with the times. You can resand these wood floors to match the styles and the trends that are going on today or tomorrow. A lot of floors that are ambered and yellowed and patinaed from being finished several years ago are now being resanded and changed to meet today's trends, which might be grays or whites or blacks. A lot of the different characteristics that we're seeing with wood floors.
Is the care of a wood floor hard to keep it looking nice? Like, what if you have family and pets, you know, kids running around and pets in and out?
Well, maintenance of wood floors is very important. Some people will say that it's difficult, but the nice thing with wood, having a wood floor is, and being in this business for a long time, I've removed and replaced a lot of carpet floors, tear out carpet, and you get to see what's underneath that carpet, what's embedded in that carpet, even with people that vacuum their carpets every day.
It's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah. You look at a hard surface like wood floors, it doesn't inhibit microorganisms. It doesn't inhibit allergens. In the desert, it doesn't inhibit the sand and the dirt that might get embedded in there and cause it to get damaged so much quicker. So the long-term health value of having wood is very important, but it's also, you know, it's also the fact that once it's in, it gives you that value, the feeling of higher quality, higher valued home. It's really that upper end feel. realtors will tell you that having real wood floors in your home increases the value of your home, and some will even tell you it can increase the value of your home by 10 to 15% depending on what market you're in.
Wow, and I do love how you can change it. You can pick something you really love, and then over time you're going to probably fall out of love a little bit, and you can resand it, refinish it. What kind of woods, Brett, would work in Arizona?
Well, any type of wood can work. I think the only types of species I would stay away from, or at least be a little more cautious when you're installing them, would be some of the tropical type imported species. And I only say that because you've got to figure the tropical species grow in a tropical region. They grow where there's a lot of moisture and a lot of water and a lot of humidity, and that's what allows those trees to grow up so large. And when they cut them down and dry them out, they send them to the desert. They've got a long ways to go to dry down to that climate. It's not uncommon in Arizona to see moisture content levels in wood between 4 and 7%, which is very low when you take that in comparison to the rest of the country. So to bring a wood in that's used to a wet climate, not that it can't be done, but it will take a little bit more caution when installing and bringing that wood into the environment. Otherwise, solid wood works excellent. Engineered wood floors work great. The biggest key with any wood floor is just to ensure you understand the product that's being put in and what the manufacturer recommends for maintenance and what the manufacturer recommends for the home, being the temperature and the humidity requirements for that floor.
It sounds to me like it would be a hard DIY project. Like there's a lot of expertise involved in determining moisture in the climate, in the house, in the concrete, in the product itself. What's the best way to have that done?
You know, people install wood floors, homeowners install wood floors by themselves. They even go out and rent a sanding machine and sand a wood floor by themselves. So to say it can't be done, it's not that it can't be done, but yes, there is science. Matter of fact, we do a lot of education around the country to people who've been in this trade for a long time, and every time somebody walks away learning something new and thinking, yeah, I've been doing this for 30 years and I didn't even consider that this or that really made a difference. So there is a lot of technicality and a lot of science behind properly putting a wood floor in, and it's because, you know, wood is it's the only green, sustainable, really hygroscopic product that you can put in a home that does live and breathe along with the environment, along with the occupants of the home. And what I mean by that, you know, hygroscopic means that it shrinks and swells based on the humidity levels in the home or based on the moisture content in the wood. I actually spoke with a gentleman last week that was telling me there was a product that he found that was sold as a do-it-yourself type floor. And you start reading through the installation instructions, and they actually required a moisture test in the concrete that's called a calcium carbide test, which is a very rare test in North America. It's actually more common in Europe. But this test, it's about a $1,600 kit to buy this test, to run this calcium carbide test, yet they're selling it to a homeowner and asking homeowners to take this test. And obviously, if the floor fails, they're not going to cover the failure because the homeowner likely didn't run a calcium carbide test. So, yes, there's a lot of technicality. There's a lot of purpose behind proper installation with wood floors. That all said, there are a lot of manufacturers that have put products out that have become easier for homeowners to do themselves. What we hate to see in our industry is somebody put a wood floor in improperly and then have a bad taste in their mouth about wood floors in general.
Talk to the issue of cost just a minute, Brett. Like, is it comparable to other types of flooring? What if you're on a budget? You know, what are some parameters for choosing a good wood floor, no matter the cost?
And that's a really good question. And you know, cost varies market to market. It's not it would be impossible for me to say this is the average cost in Arizona, or this is the average cost in Denver or in New York or wherever. But long-term cost, if you take into account the life cycle of the floor covering that you purchase, if you were to purchase a carpet or a LVT product or a tile product, and you pay X amount of dollars per square foot for the product and for the installation, and then you compare that with the cost per square foot for any wood floor, whether it's a low-end or lesser expensive wood floor or a high-end or more expensive wood floor, and the installation of those products, you've got to figure if that wood floor is going to last 50, 60, 70, or 150 years in comparison to a carpet or any of these other type of products that may not last the lifetime of that home. That floor covering cost holds a much greater value. Now, in general, installation costs for wood floors are they're very similar to any other floor covering. It's a technical product. It does take time and energy and expertise to put these products in. The flooring itself, you can see products that are sold out there for a couple dollars a square foot all the way to, you know, $30, $40, $50 a square foot, just depending on the product that's out there.
Hey, Brett, thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday. You gave us a whole lot to think about, and I know it's a lot of information. Do you have something that our homeowners could reference in order to learn more?
Yeah, you know, and thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you guys about, you know, the real wood products that are out there in the industry. We have a product, a pamphlet that we came out with specifically for homeowners. It's called the Homeowner's Handbook, and, you know, they can find this handbook. You can reach out to any NWFA member, which I know we have a lot of members there in the Arizona Phoenix market. But this Homeowner's Handbook goes through, and it's a very simple lookbook. It gives the homeowner the ability to go through and identify what type of floor best fits their environment. If they've got kids, if they've got dogs, if they're looking for something that's really hard and can withstand a lot of heavy-duty use, or if they're looking more for an exotic look, whether they want a site-finished floor or a factory-finished floor or a glossy floor or a matte floor or an oil finish or a urethane finish. This book kind of goes through very simple bullet point informational pieces as well as a checklist for them to look at and determine what is the best option for their lifestyle.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much again.
Thank you.
That was a very good timing because it was just happened to be right in the middle of the hardwood flooring industry's big expo in Dallas. So they were all together, and we were able to grab one of them for an interview this week as we talk through our interior surfaces, whether it's countertops, floors, and we'll also talk about shower surrounds in this month as we go through our home maintenance calendar. It lets us really dive in deep on one's particular topic of your home, castle, or cabin. A lot of these things that we've talked about can also apply to countertops. We talked concrete earlier. There's a lot of concrete countertops. There was another great product that came out. It's a rock that it's a glow-in-the-dark rock. And it was a really cool application where we trowel finished it on top of a countertop that was outdoors. So at night, you could always see where the countertop was. And it was like one of the many features that you can find at the Decorative Concrete World Show. But we were talking wood, a lot of butcher blocks. Rosie's got a butcher block. They make great countertops in the kitchen. A lot of these things that we're talking about for floors are also countertops as well. We've got one final segment of our weekly radio broadcast here at Rosie on the House.